Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have three incidents I'm going to talk about tonight. It was a busy and chaotic and disappointing night in the city of St. Paul. It actually happened last night. The first one I'll talk about is a homicide, our 15th of the year. The call came in at about 8:30. Officers were called to the 1700 block of Ivy Avenue on the east side on a report of a man being shot. When they arrived, they found him. He's an adult male. He was shot in the stomach. He was transported to Regents Hospital. Unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries at around 9 p.m. So we had our homicide investigators in for that. We were holding the scene over on the east side. And about an hour later, just after 10 p.m., we got a call about a pedestrian crash right outside of the State Fair gates. It was on Snelling Avenue near the intersection with Park Place West. It's about a block and a half, maybe two blocks north of the main gates. I think you all know where that is. Our officers rushed to the scene, and they found a chaotic scene. There were a lot of people there. They also found a 19-year-old female lying in the street. She was gravely injured. St. Paul fire medics were called to the scene. They transported her to Regents Hospital. She's currently in critical condition. Like I said, she's gravely injured. According to witnesses, it seems that there was some fight, some sort of altercation in that area just before she ended up in the street and being struck by the vehicle. The driver of the vehicle initially stopped, but he reports that passersby and people in the area started kicking his car and punching his car, so he drove away, found a safe spot, stopped, and called 911. He's cooperating with our investigators. They don't report any signs of impairment, but of course there'll be more testing. So while our officers were taking care of that scene, they started blocking traffic back by the main gates on Snelling Avenue. That would be back by Midway Parkway in Snelling, that intersection, right across the street from the main gates. They were blocking traffic. There were a lot of officers there, and that's when they heard shots ring out. Several gunshots are reported. As our officers do, they ran toward the gunfire, A, to look for any victims and make sure they could render aid, and B, to try to find the person or people responsible for the shooting. They didn't find any suspects, but what they did find is an adult male suffering from a gunshot wound. So they started securing that scene. Again, it was very chaotic. It also didn't help that there was a downpour that started shortly after they started investigating that incident. Short time later, another adult male showed up at United Hospital suffering from a gunshot wound. He said that he was at outside the gates of the State Fair when he was shot, and then a short time after that, another adult male showed up at Regents Hospital. So we had three people shot. All three were treated, and they're expected to survive, thankfully. I can tell you that we have two 20-year-olds. One 20-year-old was shot in the stomach or groin area. The other 20-year-old was shot in the hand, and then we had an 18-year-old who was shot in the shoulder. So that's three people shot in that one incident. We also had the homicide, and we had the unfortunate tragic crash involving the pedestrian. So incredibly busy, chaotic night. Our officers are working hard. Our investigators are working hard. Right now, no arrests have been made in the homicide or the shooting outside of the State Fair. We're asking for the public's help. Anybody who has any video they want to share with us, anyone who knows who's responsible, please give us a call. We'd like to talk to you. That's what I know. That's what I have right now. As these cases move along, more information will be put out. Specific to the homicide, we'll ID the suspect after the Ramsey County Medical Examiner has positively identified him and determine an exact cause of death. So I can tell you right now, we've had 15 homicides in the city of St. Paul, and we've had about 105 people shot so far this year. I can take questions now, but that's what I have.
Is there any reason to believe that either the pedestrian hit and then the shooting right down the road, or the shooting and the other shooting are connected at this point?
It's certainly possible. That'll be part of the investigation. We don't know. Like I said, we've heard from witnesses that there was a fight right before she ended up in the road and before she was struck. And we've heard from other witnesses that there was another fight, possibly a continuation of the original one. down on Midway Parkway right before the shots rang out. So it's possible.
When you said the shots rang out, I spoke to a witness who said that the shots were pointed towards the fair grounds themselves. Is there any confirmation at that point? Were any other people, fair growers, innocent people potentially put at risk?
Everybody was put at risk. There were several shots. This is incredibly concerning. It doesn't matter if the person was shooting east or west, north or south. There's a lot of people in that area, and it was incredibly dangerous. It's shockingly brazen. Audacious isn't even a strong enough word. It was dangerous, and we're lucky that more people weren't injured or killed.
Again, speaking to a witness, they said this may have been a drive-by. Is there any evidence of that, of the fair shooting?
I haven't heard that, no, but it's under investigation. So I would say that anything's possible, but I haven't heard anything to indicate that at this point.
Steve, did the shooting rather occur on the street or inside a vehicle?
The shooting outside the I don't know. I don't know that. I can tell you that there were shell casings recovered. So, if that's any kind of indication.
Rook, one more question. Mm-hmm. I was on Snelling leaving the fair, caught in that traffic when it was happening. Before anyone arrived on scene, on the opposite side of the fairgrounds in the neighborhood, right off Como and Snelling, that intersection there, I saw and heard what sounded like shots fired in that neighborhood and saw someone basically take off right after that happened. Is there any reason to believe that that's the shooting that we're talking about or potentially a secondary shooting?
It's possible. I haven't heard any reports of a secondary shooting. So it's all under investigation. We're a few hours into this. They're collecting evidence. They've collected evidence. They're looking for witnesses. So as we learn more, we'll share more, and hopefully we can find the person or people responsible.
Is there a suspect description at this point?
I don't have one right now. No, I don't. And that'll hopefully come as we get more information. I know that people are already posting videos on social media. So if people have videos they want to share with us, we'd be happy to take them.
There's one in particular that's circulating on Facebook. Is that from the original, in that initial incident?
I don't know. I haven't seen them. I've just heard that there are videos on social media, and we'll be looking at those, but of course, we'll take any information people are willing to share. That's a key thing here is that, our officers are great, and they're willing to run toward gunfire, and they're willing to put in extra hours to find the people responsible, but it's everybody's responsibility. So if you have information, bring it forward.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.